somebody will yell louder.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Hey, Mr. Buddy and Mr.
Hey, Jesse. No, now, this is Dr. Bob Riley. Now, have y'all met?
Well, no, but I heard of him.
Who is that man, Sam?
Well, that's Dr. Bob Riley. He's governor, you know.
Yeah, now, Governor Riley and I is telling me an interesting story. Now, he and I just came from Little Rock. The governor spoke up there at a banquet.
Well, how'd it go? I bet the governor's a great speaker now, ain't he?
Oh, yeah. Now, he had a little trouble with the microphone. The people kept yelling louder, louder. Isn't that right, Bob?
That's true. And it reminded me of a story the late Governor Davis, Jeff Davis, used to tell about he was speaking at a picnic, and people kept saying, louder, Jeff, louder. And he got louder, and then they said, louder, louder again. And then he stopped, always had this prepared. He said, when this old world has turned its last turn, and the angel Gabriel stands forth to blow his trumpet to summon God's good people home, there'll be some guy from Clark County say, blow louder, Jess, blow louder.
Well, what'd you do up there at Little Rock, Mr. Buddy?
Well, I went along. I gave the opening prayer at the banquet. Yeah, I was the prayer.
Oh, I see.
That reminds me of a story. Our good friend Bill Moyers was one time asked to pray at a prayer breakfast in the White House. And he began to pray, and President Johnson said, louder, louder, Bill. And then he kept on praying, and then he said, louder, Bill. And then Bill Moyers cleared his throat, and he says, I wasn't praying to you, Mr. President.